Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. John's Christian Church on that special day that we know as Presentation Sunday, where we have our four second-year confirmands. I'm trying to get used to calling them freshmen, lead worship for us. Not only are they leading, but they chose all of the scriptures, they chose all of the songs, they chose which parts of the service they preferred to do, and so they're going to present not only themselves, but aspects of their faith to you this morning, and you can see them highlighted on the front of the bulletin. So we praise God for your presence with us this day. Highlight the announcements that you'll find in the bulletin on page 7. There's a change to the August 26th senior gathering, so be aware of that. We're trying to relaunch the community meal ministry in September, so looking for volunteers from the congregation. Last Thursday, we had a school prayer walk at Pettisville Schools. This Wednesday, we have a prayer walk at Archbold Schools, so please be aware of that and come if you can. And then a little blurb about Blast Sunday happening on September 12th, which we invite everyone to share in. And then at the back of the on the back of the bulletin, page 8, just to highlight some of our new prayer concerns. If you've not heard, Carol DeVries is home recovering from an accident. She was walking on the sidewalk near her home, and a bicyclist came around the corner. She had on her headphones, so didn't hear, and she got knocked to the ground. Ended up being taken to the hospital by squad. Has some stitches on her upper lip and lots of aches and sores. She also spent some time at the ER with some heart-related issues that she's had in the past, but she's home and recovering and asked for your prayers. And Phyllis Schweitzer was hospitalized for several days, came home Wednesday, and continues to deal with some of those issues, awaiting further tests, so please be praying for Phyllis. And then Wayne Spies is recovering slowly day by day from a case of COVID-19. So we share that with you, and now we begin our time of worship.
Good morning. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Exodus 3, 9 through 14, Psalm 25, 1 through 5, and Romans 14, 9 through 12. Exodus 3, 9 through 14. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way of the Egyptians oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, What is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. In Psalm 25, verses 1 through 5. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, and you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hopes is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God and my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. In Romans 14, 9 through 12. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother, or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. As it is written, As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Lord, this morning, please help us as the confirmation class of 2021 to affirm our faith and belief and ready our life to follow you. And please be with the other members of the congregation and help them to reaffirm their faith. Amen.
Thank you.
Please note that the call to worship was written by Ava Genter, one of our first-year confirmands. I invite all who are able to please rise as we share in a call to worship together. Lord, we give you our hearts as you give us your love.
We gather in your love.
You give us your strength when we are weak.
We get power from your love.
You help us see when we are blind.
We get trust within your love.
You never let us down when we think we are through.
You give us hope within your love.
So, since God is always for us,
who is against us?
God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
Who has been given to us? Amen.
And now remain standing as we get set up and prepared to sing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, and 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord. Now let us sing 10,000 Reasons.
Let us unite our hearts and our voices together in our unison prayer, praying,
O Lord our God, as we worship on this year's presentation Sunday, let us be reminded of your instruction to the Israelites through your servant Moses as they entered the promised land. As Ali, Leah, Joshua, and Reagan share of their faith in you, we are able to witness the living out of the Shema from Deuteronomy 6. We thank you for their parents and families who have striven to impress your word upon their children. We thank you. We thank you for the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the guidance of your Holy Spirit, who continue to work upon and through the hearts of these four youth, as well as upon us as your people. All praise, glory, and honor to you, O God. Amen. And you may be seated.
Reagan and I invite any children that are here this morning to come forward. Maybe. No? Okay.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys all doing today? Good? Today we're going to be talking about prayer, and we wanted to know if there are any special prayers that you guys pray, or any special times you guys pray. Is there any?
Before meals.
Before meals. That's a good time to pray.
That's good.
Well, God loves it when we pray, and it shows God that we want Him to be a part of our lives. In the Bible, Jesus taught people how to pray by using the Lord's Prayer. And today, we're going to be teaching you guys how to pray using Skittles. So, do you guys want double? Do you want some more? Here you go. Okay. So, you see the papers. If you flip over the Skittles, there's a little key. And when you open your Skittles and when you get to a red Skittle, that means to pray for someone you love, like maybe your family or your friends.
And the orange Skittles tell you to pray for something that you're thankful for.
And when you come across the yellow one, that's to pray for something you're scared or worried about.
And the green Skittles tell you that you can pray for forgiveness of your sins or things that you do wrong.
And the purple one is to pray for teachers or church leaders. Let's end with a prayer. Lord, thank you for these children who came to join us this morning. Help us all to remember to keep praying in all situations. May these Skittles be a reminder to look to you first and pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. As an expression of our growing knowledge about God in the Christian church, we share the following statement of our beliefs. We believe that there is one God alone, the triune God of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is known to use as the great I Am, the Good Shepherd, the Suffering Servant, the Mediator, the King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. God's power and love are so great and supreme that they surpass all of our understanding. We know that with God we are never alone, for we believe that His love is everywhere, and that He will always love us, for we know God's and Jesus' love are unconditional. We know of God's love for us through the death of Jesus on the cross, dying for our sins as He conquered death, so that if we believe in Him, death shall not conquer us. We know that Jesus gave up His life so that we could live ours worry-free. As all humans are imperfect and sinful, we believe in the need for salvation through Christ as we come to Him and ask Him for forgiveness of our sins. We know that someday, in God's time, Jesus will come back for all people who believe and take them into His kingdom in heaven, where all will be made new and perfect according to the will of the Lord. We also believe that, in a way, the Christian church, the body of Christ, is the current establishment of God's kingdom here on earth. For us, the church symbolizes shelter and sanctuary for believers to come together and worship God in peace. The church mission is to spread the word of Christ, and we cannot be ashamed of the gospel, but must share the gospel with others. The church must have its armor on to fight for souls and have the desire to follow Christ instead of the world.
Bow your heads with me as we pray. Lord God Almighty, we humble ourselves before you today. You are so good to us, Lord, even though we don't deserve any of it. We are all sinners, and we recognize that we do not deserve anything you have given us, for all you have given to us is out of love, mercy, and grace. Lord, we now come before you on behalf of Carol DeVries, Phyllis Schweitzer, Wayne Spies, Bob and Barbara Voss, Jody Belts, Bryce Winsler, and Reverend Jim Barnes. Lord, I also pray for everyone here, for the unspoken things that they are struggling with. Lord, I also pray that if there is anybody sitting in a pew here today or watching from home, Lord, who hasn't accepted you as Lord and Savior over their life, that you would work in them and move in them and show them you are the only way to eternal life. I also pray that you would bring us revival, that you would wake up the Christian church all over the world, that you would rekindle our spirits to spread the gospel to all nations, that we would not bow down to the idols of this world, but would stand with you. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to dwell among us and in us, Almighty God. And now we pray the prayer that Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. If you are able, please rise and turn to 213 in your hymnals, but you can also look at the screen if you want to. Because he lives.